Scripture reading is Deuteronomy 26, 17 through 19. You have today declared the Lord to be your God in that you'd walk in His ways and keep His statutes, His commandments and His ordinances and listen to His voice. The Lord has today declared you to be His people, a treasured possession, as He promised you, and that you should keep all His commandments, and that He will set you high above all nations which He has made for praise, fame, and honor, and that you shall be a consecrated people to the Lord your God, as He has spoken. Amen.
성경 속에 사는 교회 첫 번째 시간에는
In the first session of Church Living the Bible, I talked about God showing the signs and wonders, and God established this church, and He is showing us the same kinds of evidences. He is showing us, by showing us great signs and wonders, He is leading not only Mami members, but all peoples around the world. And I said that in the second session, I would continue with the ministry of the Lord. But I will continue with it in the third session. And at this session, in the second session, we'll first look into the words of God that tell us to do certain things in the Bible. God the Father is telling us to do certain things. That's the will of God. But we people do not obey such commands. But in this church, we uphold this will of God and keep the commandments of God. As you listen to the message, you will see that we are fulfilling the word of God. We are keeping the commandments of God. Before getting into the message, let me introduce a kind of a shocking event that took place in the United States. In New Jersey, there was a lawsuit of a high school teenage girl suing her own parents for high school tuition and living expenses. She ran away from home because she didn't want to abide by the rules of her parents, and she sued. In a lawsuit, she asked a court to have her parents pay the tuition for a private high school and pay her living expenses and pay for at least some of her college education. Her parents were in tears because of the accusations of their daughter. But it is found that the daughter did not keep the curfew, and they told her not to drink, and they told her not to have a boyfriend who is a troublemaker, who is suspended from the school. But she didn't like them, so she just ran away. At a hearing and in New Jersey State Superior Court, a judge denied the request for high school tuition and current living expenses. The parents do not have to pay for her high school tuition and living expenses, but another hearing will be held in April to deal with the other issues in the suit, including college costs. And the judge said, "Are we going to condone or open gates to her 12-year-old Suf? Their parents for an Xbox, a 13-year-old, super an iPhone.
아직 성인이 되지 않은 딸이 이렇게 부모의 품을 떠나고 그러고서는 내가 요구할 바는 요구하겠다.
She doesn't want to abide by her parents' rules, but she just wants to get what she needs to get. And seeing this news, I thought this daughter is just like we human beings. In the sight of God, God created us, and He gave us a beautiful heavenly kingdom and the commandments to keep. But we don't live by the commandments, but when there are problems, when there are troubles, we just complain against God. Living in the darkness, when tests and trials come, God told us that it is the way of death if we do not live by the words of God. But when we don't live by the word and when there are trials and tests, we complain against God. If this 18-year-old girl kept the rules of her parents, she would have been supplied with everything she needed. But she doesn't want any rules, but she just wants to get the things that she needs. It didn't explain in detail, but she probably asked her parents for the tuition and everything, being away from home. Her parents must have said, just come home. We have the college fund, and of course you can come home. They would have tried to reason with her, but she just didn't want any rules. And rather than going beyond, not listening to her parents, she even sued her parents. Parents take up sacrifices because they begot their children. But if the children keep on making troubles, the parents can't just keep on doing everything for them. If the children leave the home and do not serve their parents as they are supposed to be served, how can this relationship between parents and children be established? Most of you here are grown-up adults. Most of you are parents here. And if you were in this kind of situation, your heart would have been broken so much. And you can also think about the heart of God the Father. For the relationship to be maintained, there must be faith and trust. You have to listen to the other party. You have to listen to the other person. You have to follow. You have to do what the other wants too. And it's the same between God the Father and us. He gave us the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, He gave us the law. It was to establish a trust with the people. He gave us the law in the Old Testament because of the relationship was severed because of sins. That is why to reestablish this relationship, God gave man the law. It was for God to become our God, and God and our God are different. Our God means my God. You say our shepherd, my shepherd, which is more intimate. And what do you have to do for the shepherd to become my shepherd? First, you have to become a member of Manmin Church. You don't call other pastors my shepherd. So, and when you listen to his messages and obey the word of God he preaches, he will become my shepherd. If you don't obey, you wouldn't be able to have such a deep, intimate relationship. And in the same way, God wants to become our God. Leviticus 11:45 says, "For I am the Lord who brought you up from the land of Egypt to be your God. Thus you shall be holy, for I am holy." Numbers 15:41 says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out from the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God.
라고 반복해 말씀하고 계십니다. 우리의 하나님, 이스라엘의 하나님이 된다라는 것이 특별한 게 무엇이냐?
What is so special about becoming God of Israel, our God? Through the power of God manifested through the Israelites, even other people, Gentiles, will recognize the existence of God. When Israel kept the law of God, they had peace. In case of David, he won every battle. So the other Gentile nations, they realized that the God of Israel was special. But even though they knew God, because they didn't serve God themselves, God didn't become their God, the Gentiles' God. But God gave the law to the Israelites. So by keeping the law, the sons of Israel became children, the people of God. So God became their God, God of Israel. And before they could believe in God, God first protected them with the signs and wonders, with the mighty hand, with His mighty hands. And by after showing the power of God, and then He gave them the commandments and other laws. And because I kept you, protected you, and I gave you these commandments, I gave you this law, so keep them so you will be my people. Furthermore, it was to build a father-son relationship. In fact, we were, as a matter of fact, originally we were created in the image of God, but because of the sin of Adam, we were severed from God, and we now belong to the devil. But God had mercy and compassion on us, and He prepared Jesus Christ. Through His blood, we were set free from the darkness. And if we believe in the Lord and follow Him, now we came to belong to the Father God. But when did Jesus come in the history of human cultivation? It was 4,000 years after human cultivation began. That's when He took the cross and shed His blood. Before He came to this earth, how were people set free from the darkness? It was through the law and commandments. When they kept the commandments, they escaped from darkness and belonged to God. That is why God gave them the commandments. Then maybe God could have sent Jesus earlier. But the world would have become more so rampant with sins at a later time. That is why God gave Jesus at the most appropriate time. Leviticus 26:12 says, I will also walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. God chose Israel to be with them, and by serving God and revering God, God wanted them to be His people. And what completes this relationship is the Word of God, which is keep His commandments. So, these commandments are the time to keep this relationship. In today's reading passage, Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 17 to 19, you have today declared the Lord to be your God and that you'd walk in His ways and keep His statutes, His commandments, and His ordinances and listen to His voice. If we acknowledge God, we will keep His statutes, commandments, and ordinances. Deuteronomy is like the last will of Moses for the second generation of the Exodus. He guided the first generation of Exodus out of Egypt, and they spent 40 years in the wilderness. And these people, they were born in the wilderness, or they were very young when they came out. But Moses was in charge of the first generation, and he could see the Canaan land, but he couldn't go in there. So knowing that fact, and knowing that they would, the sons of Israel would have to conquer the land of Canaan, Moses said, "I will not go with them. Will go with you, but you have to keep the commandments and statutes of God so that you can receive blessings of God." That is the last advice and last will of Moses. And he was talking about the will of God, and the people, they were saying yes and amen. They were responding with amen to the preaching of Moses. It was kind of making a covenant, making a promise. Verse 18 says, "The Lord has today declared you to be His people, a treasured possession, and He promised you, and that you should keep all His commandments." Verse 17 says, "You declared the Lord to be your God, and now the Lord has today declared you to be His people." So they've made a covenant that he will set you high above all nations which he has made for praise, fame, and honor, and that you shall be a consecrated people to the Lord your God as he has spoken. If you acknowledge me, believe in me, then you keep my commandments, then I will be your God and I will bless you. This is the reason why God gave them the commandments. God gave us the commandments. God, with His great power, God brought the people out of Egypt, the sons of Israel, and He led them to the land of Canaan. And they, doesn't mean, "Oh, God is good God, He is almighty, thank you." They will say that, but after saying that, God doesn't mean that they want to, they can, live in sins, worshiping idols. Is it what God wants? Is it the reason why God brought them out of Egypt to be their God? No. Since they experienced the power of God, because since they witnessed the power of God, now they believe in God, so they now had to follow the will of God and they had to revere God. And only when they do that, God will become their God, God of Israel. This is what is repeated in Numbers and Deuteronomy. You might find that there are many repetitions. Moses repeats himself so many times. And they were all also written in the book of Exodus too, after getting out of Egypt. God gave Moses 10 commandments and statutes, ordinances, commandments. So, Moses already taught the people the commandments of God. They were also written in the book of Exodus. But in the Deuteronomy, the same thing is repeated. And in the middle also, these commandments were repeated. So when they kept, it is the advice saying that if you keep the commandments, God will bless them. If they kept the commandments, God will bless them. But as we read through the Bible, we can see that the sons of Israel didn't really keep the covenant with God. As they went into Canaan land and they had peace, they were worshiping idols. Right after the book of Joshua, we have the book of Judges. And right from the book of Judges, they were worshiping idols. And they were not keeping the commandments of God. Joshua was the leader for the second generation of the Exodus to go into the Canaan land. They listened to all the advice and all the preachings of Moses. And Joshua taught the people in the same way. And they conquered the Canaan land. And while they were living with Joshua, they had peace and they kept the law. But from the next generation, from the book of Judges, they right away began to worship idols and didn't keep the will of God. So they were attacked by the Gentile people. They were in trouble. Then they would again call on the Lord their God because they heard from their parents, their fathers about God. They were now in trouble being attacked by the Gentiles, but they know they heard and they know that their God brought them out of Egypt and they gave them, God gave them big victories. So when they cried out to the Lord their God, God gave them judges. And how can we say God is not love for doing this? God, the sons of Israel forsook God, and God was just looking at them. And when they called on Him, He just came back to them. There were evil kings in Israel. But even though they were evil, if they humbled themselves, God would help them. God has such great love when we have worries and concerns. If we return to God quickly, God will open His arms and hold you and embrace you. When kings of Israel worshipped, revered God, they only had victories, like in the case of David. They were living in sins. They were defeated and they had famine. And even the temple that they built was destroyed and they were taken as captives. When they left the word of God, the commandments of God, they now belonged to the devil. And they now became mockeries of the devil. It's the same with our lives. God doesn't give us the tests and hardships. Because we live in the darkness, we suffer. We receive the problems from the enemy devil, the ruler of darkness. Because we left the word of God by justice of God, we cannot be kept by the light, by God. So reading through the Bible, let us realize this spiritual law. When did they have peace? And we can see this so clearly, especially the kings of Israel. You shouldn't think the history of Israel is difficult. When they abolished idols and when they kept the commandments of God, even in difficult wars, when they had united the force of many Gentile nations, they had victory. And before the war, they organized the choir to sing praises to God, and by doing that, they won the victory. But when they were worshiping idols, when they were not keeping the law of God, when they were committing sins, even though they tried so hard, they kept on having difficulties. This is the law of the spiritual realm. I hope you can realize this. Also, as you read through the Old Testament, we can read about people of Israel and kings of northern kingdom of Israel. Now they left. They didn't keep the commandments of God. Why would they depart from God? Why would they cause difficulties themselves? We could have thought in this way. But in the southern Judah, there were a couple of good kings. When they kept the law of God and when they taught the people with the word of God, they had peace and they were protected by God. Then seeing those kings, you would have felt they were lovely. These kings were lovely. That is the heart of God the Father. We can feel. You know, we don't really see ourselves, but we can see other people very well. Oh, they have a trouble because they were living in that way, in a way that they are living now. And reading through the Bible, we can understand. And the heart of God the Father, I was feeling. Even me, as a human being, I feel pitiful when I was reading about the sons of Israel committing sins. And how would God have felt? On the other hand, when I was reading about good kings, they looked so lovely in my eyes too. And how lovely they must have looked in the eyes of God. And God must have protected them and cared for them so much. And men are so foolish. So, God is saying that He will give us blessings. We don't understand His heart, and why would we disobey so much? So in the Old Testament, we can feel the love of God and also how men are acting, which is that they are not keeping the will of God. They are not following the will of God. But God never forsook the people. He never gave up on the people. And He kept on sending prophets again and again. I think in case of men, you know, we would have given up. You are disobeying so much. And we would have given up. But God kept on sending His man, His prophets, again and again. And God refined these people to establish them. And He sent these people to the people of Israel to proclaim His will. That is what the Old Testament is about. That is the general overview of the Old Testament. God revealed His identity in the Bible, and He is telling us His will as to what He wants us to do. So God of love, God of forgiveness, never gives up on the mankind. He planned the human cultivation of 6,000 years, and He's been carrying out His plan. At the time of Noah, He had to punish the people because they were so sinful. But even in that punishment, He prepared Noah. And through Noah, He began human cultivation again. So in the 4,000 years, Noah's flood was after 1,650 years. And after that, the sins were rampant so much. And these commandments of God, people couldn't keep these commandments of God anymore because sin, the world was so full of sins. That's when God sent Jesus Christ. His plan is so precise. If Jesus came earlier than 2,000 years ago, we wouldn't have been able to continue with the human cultivation because of sins. That is why God sent Jesus at the most appropriate time. Jesus also showed the power of God, and eventually by dying on the cross, He reconnected the severed relationship between God and man. God gave us the commandments to establish the connection, this relationship between God and man. By keeping the commandments, the people could become God's people, and God could become their God. But as they were inheriting sins again and again, generation after generation, they couldn't keep the commandments any longer. They were not willing to keep the commandments any longer. So they were so full of evil. So that's when God sent Jesus Christ. And by dying on the cross, Jesus reconnected the severed relationship between God and us. Romans chapter 3, verses 23 to 25. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith. This was to demonstrate His righteousness, because in the forbearance of God He passed over the sins previously committed. Even though we committed sins, by Jesus taking the cross, those who believe in Jesus Christ, God would just pass over the sins previously committed. So Jesus reestablished this relationship between God and us. The Lord died on the cross for us, for our sins. Those who accept Jesus Christ are now forgiven of their sins, and they can call God the Father, God their Father, and we were moved from darkness to the light. And as we believe in the Lord, and we now came to the way of salvation, does that mean? Let me rephrase that. By accepting the Lord, because we were forgiven of our sins, does that mean we don't need the commandments anymore, any longer. That doesn't mean that. It is that because our sins were forgiven. Now we have to live by the commandments. But the problem is, even though our previous sins were forgiven, we still have the sinful natures, and these sinful natures lead us to commit sins continually.
By
trying to abstain from sins and by trying to cast away sinful natures, we can truly keep the commandments of God. But to my regret, how do the Christians live nowadays? They confess the Lord with their lips as their Savior. Of course, our sins are forgiven. But after accepting the Lord, they continuously commit sins. Many churches and believers do not really keep the commandments of God, which are emphasized so much in the Bible. So if they don't keep the commandments, can they really keep the relationship with God while continuing to commit sins? Will their sins be forgiven just by saying that the blood of the Lord will forgive them? The Bible clearly tells us in 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 to 7, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He Himself is in the light,
예수님과의 관계도 말씀하십니다. 저가 빛 가운데 계신 것 같이 우리 하나님께서 빛 가운데 계신
We have fellowship with one another. And the blood of 하나님과 우리가 사귐이 있습니다. We, God and us, we have fellowship with one another and the blood of Jesus His Son cleanses us from all sin.
우리가 주님을 영접하여서
We accept the Lord and are forgiven of sins.
그러니 계명이 필요 없는
So does that mean that doesn't mean commandments are not necessary any longer? Only by keeping the commandments of God, the lost relationship between God and us will be properly established. Only when we keep His commandments and walk in the light, our sins will be forgiven. That is why both in the Old and New Testament, God talks about sins and that we must never live in sins. This is what the Bible is all about. This is the will. This is the will of God. So, because the senior pastor knows about this so very well, he always talks about sins. Because that is the truth and the life. But many churches, many pastors, they don't point out sins. They don't talk about sins. They think, many believers, they don't like it. They don't like to hear about sins. Is that a true servant of God? And if that kind of pastor is your shepherd, where will you go? It's a blind man leading another blind man, and you'll only end up in hell. That is why this church is such a blessed church, because your sins are pointed out. That is the Bible, what the Bible is all about. Bible is nothing but talking about sins. It's all repetition. And so the same, all the servants of God, all the pastors must speak the same thing. Pastors are prophets of God. They have to speak what God wants to say. The Bible talks about sins, and the pastors, if they don't talk about sins and just say, receive blessings, will the blessings come? No, of course not. The reason why God gave us the commandments, first of all, is to establish relationship between God and us, Father and children. That is why God gave us the commandments. But if churches, pastors do not preach this, it is that church, that pastor. That is why there are no works of God taking place. And what about our church? We are a living church. We are teaching the Word of God as it is, and we are practicing it. The senior pastor, even if the church members find it a little hard to listen to the commandments of God, find it a little hard to practice it, the senior pastor still teaches it. Like in the case of this 18-year-old girl suing her parents, she doesn't want to abide by the rules. She doesn't want to keep the commandment, the rules of her parents. She might get addicted to drugs, or she might get into trouble, not following her parents' rules, but because her parents are full of love, they cannot just let her do everything as she wants. And she can just, they cannot just support her financially in everything. It is just a fleshly love. It is a way to lead their daughter to the way of death. They are helping her to fall into death. God is love, and He gave us the commandments, and He is telling us to keep the commandments. He is leading us to the way of heaven. And the shepherd who is teaching this will of God as it is, he is leading us to good heavenly places. But how were we like in the past? We were just like any other believers in other churches too, sometimes. Even though we saw this wonderful part of God, some of us willfully committed sins. So, can be said that it was worse than those believers who commit sins without seeing the part of God. But because of the sacrifice of the shepherd, we were renewed. We were just like God who kept on sending prophets to open the way of life for the people of Israel. Just like Moses, who was praying, interceding for the people of Israel, risking his own salvation. Our shepherd also sacrificed himself, and now we are being changed. We keep practice the word of God, and we love God first. The reason why God is doing human cultivation. We are fulfilling His will. The reason why He's cultivating us on this earth. And we are letting, we are making it known that God has succeeded in the providence of human cultivation. So we don't keep the commandments of God with so much difficulty. We don't think they are so hard. God is our Father and we are His sons and daughters. And to become His children, God gave us the commandments. To make us His children, God gave us the commandments so we should keep them with happiness, with joy, and with more diligence. And when giving us these commandments, God made a covenant. It is a very solemn promise. In the book of Deuteronomy, they declared the Lord as their God. And Moses said, God also declared that you as His people. This is the covenant. And the first of this covenant is that God becomes our God. God gave us the commandments to for Him to become our God and for us to become His people. And when parents tell the children to do this, you know, do this and do that, when the children say yes, and when they make a promise, sometimes the parents reward them for their obedience. If they do some errands or some things, sometimes the parents give them rewards. It's the same with God. For me to become your God, I gave you these commandments. And while giving us these commandments and this covenant, if you keep these commandments, if you keep this covenant, I will give you blessings. There are so many promised blessings. This is a reason, second reason why God gave us the commandments. When we keep the commandments, He wants to give us many blessings. It is also repeated in Numbers and Deuteronomy. So in the history of Israel too, we can read about how He fulfilled His promises throughout the history of Israel in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy 6:24 says, So the Lord commanded us to observe all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always and for our survival as it is today. God is not trying to give us a hard time by giving us the commandments, but He wants to give us the blessings through the commandments. We have to keep this in mind. Oh, God's commandments are so hard. It is difficult to live by the commandment, keep the commandments of God. You shouldn't feel that way. God is giving us the commandments to give us blessings. Deuteronomy 5:10 also says, But showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. Deuteronomy 10:13 says, And to keep the Lord's commandments and His statutes, which I am commanding you today, for your good. Brothers and sisters, do you want to be happy? If you want to be happy, you can remember this word and keep these words. Keep the Lord's commandments and His statutes, which I am commanding you today for your good. Deuteronomy 29:9 says, So keep the words of this covenant to do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. He wants to make our everything go well, prosper. We don't know what the kinds of dangers are ahead of us. But if God gives us prosperity in everything, and we can prosper in everything, in all that we do. To give us such blessings, God tells us to keep His commandments. This is the second reason why He gave us the commandments. So many men of spirit, they all say, they are happy as they have become men of spirit. It's not difficult to keep the commandments of God. It's not just the lip service. That is their true profession of their heart. It is not difficult to keep the commandments of God, and as they keep the commandments of God, God is giving them overflowing blessings. We don't see them just in the Bible, but we see them in our actual lives too. We see it through the life of the shepherd, and also we see the lives of many men of Holy Spirit and Spirit. They are the proof of God's covenant, what it is to really enjoy the true blessing of God, and to enjoy those true blessings, what kind of life we have to lead. We are understanding, we are seeing this in our actual lives. And so by keeping, God also promised this blessing along with giving us the commandments. And to explain the blessings, God let the Deuteronomy chapter 28 be written. So Deuteronomy 28 is the blessing for individual blessings, individual for country, and blessings for in every aspect of our lives. So by keeping the commandments, we can enjoy these blessings. And sometimes the nation of Israel showed to us, but not many times. But as we live by the word of God, we can preach to the unbelievers that God is giving us blessings when we keep the commandments. Commandments are not given to give us a hard time. They are not shackles on us. It is to establish relationship between God and us, and it is God's love to give us blessings. This is the reason why God gave us the commandments. As we read the Bible, we can realize, we can feel this love of God. And even if we have any tests or trials right now, we can understand that we didn't keep the word of God to have these troubles, so that we can repent thoroughly. Don't just read the Bible because you are told to do so, but you can also try to realize the will of God. Try to realize why the shepherd is preaching to us to live by the word of God. And I hope you will realize the cause of problems if you do have any problems while reading the Bible. Then you can really understand from your heart. And that it is really a blessing and happiness to keep the commandments. So now we have to keep the commandments, but with so that we can become true children who love God. Among so many words in the Old Testament, God is advising us to keep the commandments with our love for God. Deuteronomy 11:1 says, "You shall therefore love the Lord your God and always keep His charge, His statutes, His ordinances, and His commandments." Deuteronomy 11:13 also says, "It shall come about if you listen obediently to my commandments, which I am commanding you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve Him with all your heart and all your soul." It won't be difficult to keep the commandments only when we love God. So because we love God, we have to keep the commandments. Joshua 22:5 says, "Only be very careful to observe the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you." This is Joshua's advice to the people. He is saying, remember to keep the commandments and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God and walk in all His ways and keep His commandments and hold fast to Him and serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul. You shouldn't keep the commandments because of fear, because you are afraid of God, but you have to hold fast to Him and serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul. You have to love Him. In the New Testament too, when the scribes, when they were asking Jesus, what is the greatest among all the commandments? Jesus said in Matthew 22:37-38, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment." You say, "Oh, I love God, I believe in God, I revere God," and you cannot trample on the commandments of God. You cannot violate the commandments of God. God says, Bible says, if we do not keep the commandments, it is to mock God. It is to look down on God, ignore God's words. But if we keep the commandments, we will receive the blessings accordingly. So we shouldn't keep the commandments with feeling. It is a burden, but let us keep them with love for God and with thankfulness. Let me conclude the message. The Bible is the will of God for us, which is the commandments that we have to keep. Do, don't do, keep, and cast away certain things. Cast away what belongs to sins and evil, and keep and do what belongs to goodness and truth. Then we can become God's children, and He will be our Father, and He will give us all the blessings that the world cannot give to us. So let us cherish the commandments and let us understand the love of the Father God and diligently obey God. And He wanted this kind of children, those who keep obey Him with their love, true love for Him. That is why He planned the human cultivation. But many people, they disobeyed God. And even though they were disobedient, God wanted and waited. God waited for 6,000 years, wanting to gain true children. There were some men of Holy Spirit and some men of spirit, but there were not many. And especially towards the end of time, which is full of sins, it's really difficult to find any man of spirit or whole spirit. Even in this church where the shepherd is teaching while practicing the word, before the year 2010, there were not men of spirit, men of whole spirit. But now, seeing the sacrifice of the shepherd, now we have come forth as a man of spirit and a whole spirit. Now we don't trample on the commandments of God any longer, but we cherish the commandments. And to make us these true children of God, senior pastor had to sacrifice himself so much. Without these sacrifices, even though he taught us so much, we kept on disobeying. So to carry these disobedient believers on his back and to lead them to heavenly kingdom, he had to take up so much toil and sufferings and pain. So now we are changed. We have been changed. Many are standing on the rock of faith and are in spirit and whole spirit. So we have become a pleasing people in the sight of God and a church pleasing to God. So, and we cannot stop here. Let us become, let more of us become men of spirit and whole spirit more quickly so that we will comfort the heart of God who had to mourn so much because of our sins in the past. And also, let us also become joy to the shepherd whose heart was so broken because of our sins and who is taking up the burden of sins all by himself, interceding for us and giving us the chance of forgiveness, a chance for us to change. And we are being obedient to the shepherd. And this will not be, this obedience will not be one-time thing until the end of March. We will continue to obey. And we will continue until we become men of spirit and whole spirit. Feel the heart of God the Father, who is telling us to, again and again, to keep the commandments and to obey. And then if we feel the love of the shepherd, we will obviously and naturally obey. And we will become true children of God quickly. So as you listen to the message, you can be convinced. I believe you are convinced that we are really a church living by the Bible. And it will comfort the heart of the Father God, and we believe. So, and in this March, we'll become pleasing fruits in the sight of God and also continuously in May and July and until the Lord comes back. Let us pray together thinking about the message. Father God, thank you. You gave us the commandments to establish the relationship of Father and children. But the men were foolish. We just wanted to live as we wanted. But you gave us Jesus Christ, and now at the end of time, you gave us the shepherd to teach us the will of God. And through his sacrifices, we are being changed. And let us understand the reason why you gave us the commandments and why you began human cultivation. Let us become your rewards. Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. We will receive the prayer for the sick of the senior pastor on video. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities. And for those who are not sick, lay your hands on your chest to receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Almighty God, the Father God of love. Lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN Internet and satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, and tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away, light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of aft effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness, darkness, go away, light come. Father God, give them the strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them, and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly host, and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink, or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.